DC.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, it's that old Tuesday crack, isn't it? Tuesday. Let's be having you. I'm trying to be friends with Tuesday for 2025.
I don't know why you don't like Tuesday. Tuesday's all right. It's Monday that I don't like. But anyway.
See, the thing, Monday's inevitable. Monday has to come around. Right. Even if we switch Monday to Tuesday, Tuesday becomes the new Monday. So
doesn't mean I have to like it, though.
It's, yeah, that's fair enough.
Tuesday becomes the new Monday. How are you today?
I'm good.
I'm a bit all over the place today, I'm not going to lie.
Wouldn't be like you.
I left my mouse here yesterday, lads, and it all went pear-shaped.
Me mouse?
Well, you see, we do a lot of editing, don't we, Casey?
And, we do.
You need a mouse for the editing.
Well, could you not use your finger?
Tried. Can't split and drag.
Oh, you can't?
No.
This sounds like alien talk now to people. Splitting and dragging.
But you know what I mean, don't you?
She's talking about audio.
I am.
I just asked you, did you use your finger? That could be clipped up.
Oh no! I can't believe I actually missed it. You pointed it out for yourself.
It always happens in the first thing we talk about in the morning, something falls out.
Why don't you just use your finger? Is that what you said? Yeah. So I'm just kind of, you know, when you're kind of like chasing your tail a little bit.
It's okay.
I'm at that now this morning, lads. But don't worry, I will get there.
Your husband's still talking to you, by any chance?
Oh, listen.
You're some messer.
Oh, lads, you should have heard what happened between me and Casey. Yes, it was very funny.
First of all, I busted Vic publicly for...
That bit wasn't funny.
That was hilarious.
No, it wasn't.
It was one of my proudest moments.
You busted me for what? Go on, tell the world.
For your illegal shopping.
I don't do... Like, okay.
You do?
No, I don't.
Listen, it's 6:10. He's not listening. Just be honest with the listeners, Vic. You are a shopaholic. You get stuff sent here. You put it in the boot of the car. You bring it home. Owen hasn't a shagging clue what you're up to.
Occasionally, I might buy the odd thing.
Occasionally. I said it yesterday. You can't see your computer some mornings with the amount of stuff that comes in.
Aesops
or Aesops? What's it called?
Did you just say Aesops? Oh, you're so funny.
What's it called?
Well, that's not who I get stuff from. Aesos, yeah.
Is it Aesos?
No, that's Stevie G.
Oh, that's Stevie, sorry.
Stevie G is the Aesos fan.
Stevie's another man who gets all his stuff sent here in case the wife finds out about it. He's Yeezys and his hip hop
really
t-shirts and everything.
Yeah, he really does. There's a package coming through every day for Stevie G.
So we uncovered this illegal smuggling ring that's been going on for years and years. This relationship deception where wives, husbands, partners have all been buying stuff behind, like when you're supposed to be adhering to a family budget.
Turns out it's an epidemic, lads. You should have seen all the messages we got in yesterday on the back of that. But yeah, there's a fair bit of that going on. But it's not excessive. It's just the odd jacket or the odd top here or there, here and there. But Casey decided to tell the whole world about it yesterday.
Let me just remind everyone what happened.
Okay.
Yeah. This is the big reveal. Good morning, everybody. In the event of a divorce settlement, Rory, what would be the thing that you would hate to lose the most?
My records. My record collection.
There's no way. There's no way your wonderful partner in crime would take off with your wax.
My biggest fear is that when I die, my wife is going to sell my records for what I told her I paid for them.
And then she'll
it was only a few quid. Was that?
Only 5 or 80 euros for the full five pack. Yeah, but like as much as you've spent on records and vinyl, she spent on shoes and handbags.
So balances out.
Because do you know what happens? Do you know what snaky women are up to? Snaky women. Do you know what they do? They go online, shoppity shoppity, click click click, buy buy buy, clickety clickety, and then they get it delivered to work. Okay, they get all of their goods. Why are you covering your head and your face there, Victoria?
That is devious.
Devious.
That's shocking.
And what they do is then, they'll bring it in and then they show them to all the girls in work.
Yeah, obviously.
And they go, look, new shoes, new top, new bag. New and then they put them in the boot of the car.
Okay.
And then when we're out earning an honest living, they'll bring them into the bedroom and stash them as if it's, why are you giving me the two fingers, Victoria? What's going on there? It's what you do. Isn't it?
Has Victoria done this?
It'd be unfair to suggest that this package is rocking into this radio station probably on a daily basis.
Victoria Nichols.
Yeah.
Are you hiding purchases from your husband?
No. Me and you are going to fall out today. Do you know that? KC, me and you are going to fall out today.
Why can't you just be honest with him? Why do you mean, why would I do that? I'm having a conversation with you. You know, whatever happens off air goes on air. That's the rule of the show. How much are you spending behind Owen's back a week?
Do you know what?
Look, just tell me the truth.
Hang on a second now.
What?
Just put a sock in it. It's none of your business. You concentrate on whatever you've got to do over there, and I'll concentrate on whatever I've got to do over here.
Yeah.
Oh. It's none of your business.
Lady doth protest.
And it's none of yours either, Rory.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and she's not the only one.
Are you one? Like she's really angry here.
What
I'm
about Shirley in sales? She's got about, I mean, she gets about 20 boxes a week sent into us, isn't she?
Oh my God, Shirley, if you're listening to this.
By the pallet load.
By the like forklifts.
Yeah. Meep, meep, meep. Oh, yeah, that Shirley's again, yeah.
So, lads of Cork, I'm just telling you, your partner is getting all the goodies delivered to work. You've been busted, ladies. I'm just saying, somebody had to do it. It had to be done. I feel like I'm working for, you know, that criminal investigation show, Primetime. I feel like I've just won a journalistic award for Primetime.
Award! Award! Yes. Award! Oh, award! Yes.
For revealing this deceit.
Oh, I tell you.
It's illegal activity.
FM Breakfast with KC.
Morning gang, 3 days to Valentine's Day. We've got 20 days till the Oscars, 66 days till the Easter weekend. Good Friday starts on the 18th of the 4th, by the way. Just book your little long weekend in. Today's International Day of Women and Girls in Science.
Oh, I like that.
We couldn't do it without you.
No.
If you celebrate your birthday today, you celebrate with Sheryl Crow.
Is she... Oh, hang on a second. I always get her mixed up with the other one.
Would she be related to Keane the Crow? No,
I don't think so. How old is Sheryl Crowell? I just said Sheryl Crowell.
Yeah, say Sheryl Crow.
Sheryl Crow.
You're putting too much.
Yeah, I can't because anyway.
She is 63 today.
Oh, she looks great. She was on stage actually. What was the big gig? Oh, she was on for not the Grammys.
Did she do the
Critics' Choice?
Okay.
Yeah, she came out and did an opening number with a local band from LA for the Critics' Choice Awards. Last Friday.
Jennifer Aniston is what age today?
Oh, she's gorgeous, she is. I'm going to guess 56. She's
bang on the money.
Ooh, you celebrate with
Steve McManamanamanaman. English footballer with Liverpool and Real Madrid is 53. Brandy, the R&B singer, is 46. Kelly Rowland is 44.
There we go.
And on this day in 2012, we lost Whitney Houston. She passed away.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. I was watching a clip of her singing the American National Anthem at the Super Bowl. Probably the greatest performance of that ever in a live situation. Just, she was different gravy.
She was, yeah, you're right.
Just her vocal range is incredible. Yeah, but it was on this day in 2012 that Whitney Houston died in Beverly Hills. She was found dead in her room at the Beverly Hilton Hotel in California.
That's right, it was very sad.
Yeah, very, very sad. What else has gone on in the world today? We got some new Michelin restaurants.
Oh, have we?
So the Cork restaurant retained its 2 Michelin star status as part of the Michelin Guide UK. Congratulations to everyone involved in Cork's... Do you say Terry?
Terra. Yeah. Or it's Terre. Terre.
Yeah. Congratulations, wow. Gang. Castle Martyr, once again recognised for its exceptional offerings. And do you know the story behind Michelin restaurants?
No.
It's unbelievable. It's all to do with tyres.
It's not.
It is.
No, you are on a wind-up now. It's nothing to do with that big fluffy white fella.
Let me explain.
Is it the big white fella with all the rings?
It's all linked up. So, in France, back in 1889, there was less than 3,000 cars on the road. And two brothers, Edward Michelin and André Michelin, set up a tyre company.
Okay.
And they wanted to get people out on the road and visiting places. So they came up with a restaurant guide for France. So it would encourage people to drive in their cars, buying tyres that they bought from the Michelin brothers.
Oh my God, is that a true story?
And that's where the Michelin guide came from.
That is mad.
It's nuts, isn't it?
Wow.
So we have this very fancy restaurant grading.
So it is to do with that big white fella.
Not necessarily him, but the same company.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's where it all started.
But it's completely sort of changed then over the years, hasn't it? Because people chase those things, don't they? Those Michelin stars.
Oh, they're like, if you get them, you can charge like ridiculous. Well, I don't think it's necessarily about charging. It's just the status of having
it's
one
the
of
status.
Them.
And I have to say, I have had a meal in that Michelin star restaurant down in Castlemarte, and it is mwah.
Yeah, but it's no hillbilly's kid.
Well, yeah.
Broadcaster Pat Kenny said himself and his wife Kathy are living in harmony with badgers for the last 30 years. He says, and we're not about to conclude in their destruction, no.
Oh, he's so cute.
Our News Talk colleague, presenter, vowed that he will not be allowing nursing home developers enter his area where loads of badgers are living.
What a lovely fella.
Come on, Pat.
Go on, Pat.
Did you ever see that that song about the badgers? This is before YouTube.
Okay.
There was a thing called, load of you will know who this was, Ebam's World. This was before YouTube was YouTube. Everyone used to go to this website.
And it was called Ebam's World.
It's still up and running and they still post funny videos. But there was a song called the Badger Badger Mushroom Mushroom Song.
Okay.
Yeah, it just sprung to my... This is the song.
The whole way through?
This is it. They did this on Après Match years ago, a sketch where the lads are all dancing in the studio. And it's
a badger and a mushroom?
It's badgers and mushrooms. So Pat Kenny is saving the badgers... and protecting the mushrooms.
Oh,
and we
Pat.
Love you for it, Pat.
Red FM Breakfast with KC.
A divorce lawyer has revealed the safest jobs where men are least likely to cheat.
Oh, right.
Okay, and they've done a load of research into this as we head into Valentine's weekend.
Okay.
So, ladies, if you're thinking of seeing, or married to this particular character,
can you're I
saving.
Offer the first guess?
Go on, go for it.
Oil rig.
There's nothing but a seagull. Nothing to go near but a dirty
exactly.
seagull.
That's my first guess. It's an oil rig.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
That's, yeah, okay, well.
That's a good guess. Also, anyway, go on, give us, sorry.
Tom, Jerry and Kevin are also on the oil rig,
that's
you know?
Well, that's true.
There's a whole lot of oil on the oil rig. You know, so things could get very lonely there. It's either a seagull or Jerry in cabin two. your choices.
Oh, lads.
All right. Would you like to know the safest person you can be with who will not cheat on you?
Yeah, of course.
Is an accountant.
All right.
An old-fashioned, old-school accountant.
Is that because he's too busy doing his numbers?
No, because he knows... That you know,
financially.
Well, see, these lads are very shrewd when it comes to money and everything.
Actually. Yeah, go on.
So it is. It's if you're no cheating with accountants, apparently.
Okay.
The next profession recognised as very loyal was pharmacy workers.
Oh.
Yeah, people that work in pharmacies, be it behind the scenes, the pharmacists themselves, or the front of shop staff.
Too busy counting the pills.
I don't know. Again, they've probably handed out so much contraceptives to people, and they've seen so many messy lives coming in
like
the door.
That.
They're like, nah, I'm just going to stay nice and happy. Yeah. Genuinely, there could be a link to that. I don't know. And also, top of the pile, as the people that will never cheat on you, is a farmer.
Oh, yeah, they haven't got time, lads.
Yeah, they're
too busy out in that tractor, whatever else they're doing, the John Deere and all that. What's the thing you like, Massey Ferguson's?
Drive a Massey, she's only classy.
Yeah.
Drive a Zetter, you'll never forget
her. What a farmer is cheating on his wife with is a tractor.
Unless, of course, he has Velcro and his wellies. Bumping into the sheep at night.
Good morning to you.
My name is Jeff.
Okay.
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park and Maham Point Retail Park.
Morning, Bobby. How are we?
Well, lads, what's happening?
Hi, Bob.
We're down in beautiful Bantry.
Yeah, gorgeous.
Bobby, we're going on a date, myself and yourself. It's a man date.
Yeah.
Where are you bringing me?
You pick the place, I'll go.
No, we're going to Bantry. You have to be my tour guide. Where are we going in Bantry?
Oh, yeah, Bantry's lovely.
Good question, lads.
Yeah.
There's a lot of lovely places, like
there
the Snog and the Keys and, you know, Teasy's Little Cafe. They're all lovely places to go. So I never want to pick one because, you know, they might get...
Yeah, they get out of you.
I get you. Exactly.
All right. Bantry, I haven't been down there in a long time, so I'd love to be delivering a check down to you, Bobby. If you can get 10 out of 10 here, buddy, you've got 1,000 euro. Let's go for it.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
What month is Valentine's, Bobby?
February.
Which team play their home games in Thomond Park?
The Munster.
What actor is in a relationship with Katy Perry?
Orlando Bloom.
Question 4. Where are the next Olympics going to be held?
LA.
Question five. What water sponsor Wimbledon?
Evian.
Helen Flanagan played who in Coronation Street?
Sophie.
Question number seven. What Tom is in the Mission Impossible movies?
Oh, Tom Cruise.
Question eight. Who has a current song called Messy? Messy.
Oh, is it Sabrina Carpenter, maybe?
Question number nine. What singer joined Kendrick Lamar at the Super Bowl? He brought out a singer
good
to
sing. Question.
You might cut your jeans open with them.
Yeah.
Scissors.
Question number 10. What athlete won 23 Olympic golds? 23 Olympic gold swimmer. Come on.
Got the better of you.
What did you shout out, by the way? You said something.
Michael Phelps.
You did. You said Michael Phelps. You said it last Tuesday, though, unfortunately. All right. February is correct. Monster is correct. Orlando Bloom, LA, and Evian Water. Helen Flanagan played who in Coronation Street?
Rosie Webster.
It was Rosie, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Tom Cruise and Mission... Don't apologise to me. Apologise to Helen Flanagan. Tom Cruise and Mission Impossible. Lola Young sings Messy.
That's right.
Not Sabrina.
The
singer who joined Kendrick Lamar at the Super Bowl. You were I would have given it
SZA
to you.
Yeah,
SZA.
It.
And
love the tip.
And the athlete. And the athlete that won 23 goals is Michael Phelps. Bobby, lovely to meet you. It's a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors, and we'll have you back another day very soon.
We certainly will.
Can I say a quick shout out to two legends that I'm working with?
Yeah.
To Steve Cleary, who's living in Roscarbery from Ballincollig originally, and to Niall McAllister, two guys I'm working with on the boat in Bantry. They're two legends.
Very good.
Good on you,
all
Bobby.
Right, lads.
All right, listen, have a good day. Thanks for waking up with us, Bobby. We'll see you soon, man.
Thanks, lads.
Cheers. Bye. Breakfast with Now.
Stream all the top TV, movies, and sports. No contract. Now you know.
Muff.
APT, Rosé, Bruno Mars on Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. It's 9 minutes after 8 o'clock. Thank you for waking up at Red FM. Appreciate having you there. We're getting back to your ridiculous injuries in a little while. I was telling everyone yesterday, Rory, I fell into the dishwasher.
Nice.
Yeah. Left the bloody door open, full of knives sticking upright, came down on the little basket. According to my buddy here, Emer, on WhatsApp, Casey, there was death by dishwasher on EastEnders a few years ago.
Oh.
So you had a lucky escape. She even sent in the screen grab of the character who died in a dishwasher.
Who was it?
I don't know. I don't watch EastEnders. Imagine, like, can you imagine the scenes? Like, headstone, here lies radio presenter or wannabe radio presenter Casey.
Yeah.
Died on the 10th of February, 2025. Death by dishwasher.
And your wife having to explain how you died to people. And yeah, well... Yeah, he died as he lived.
May his soul be cleansed.
Clean forever.
What a way to go, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
Back to your injuries in a moment. Oh, look, Rory's here, everybody.
Yes.
Hey, Rory.
It could only mean one thing. I think he is the current holder of the Dad Gag Champions Cup. Let's go for it.
Dad Gags, Dad Gags, time for Dad Gags. Dad Gags, Dad Gags, time for Dad Gags. Have you got a funny joke? WhatsApp us now.
Let's go.
Only a Red FM.
Take it away, kind sir. It's all yours.
A police officer came to my house and asked where I was between 5 and 6. He seemed annoyed when I said preschool.
Thank you very much. Lads, I hate my job.
Oh, no, you don't.
All I do is crush cans all day. It's just so depressing.
Yay!
Oh, God.
Like, don't hate, carbonate. I mean, I generally have a can-do attitude, Rory, as you know, but anyway.
I'm throw something at you. My wife said to me, "You haven't heard a word of what I said," and I thought that was a weird way to start a conversation.
I like that.
Lads. All right, Ricky, what happens when you eat tin foil?
Dunno.
You sheet metal.
What a joke.
I got a new pen that can write underwater.
Yeah.
Can write other words as well.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gee. My very old, sick, obese parrot died yesterday. That's a big weight off my shoulder.
Lads, I'm disappointed that my local origami society went bust. They folded yesterday.
Oh, no.
They ceased to exist.
That's brilliant.
Oh, my wife left me because I was too insecure. Oh, no, she's back. She was just making a cup of tea.
I can't take my dog to the lock anymore because the ducks keep trying to bite him. I guess that's what I get for buying a purebred dog.
Oh my God, that is brutal. Do you know what a vegan said to me yesterday, Vic?
What?
People who sell meat are disgusting. I said, yeah, well, people who sell fruit and veg are grosser.
No, God.
What did the cleaner say when he jumped out of the cleaning cupboard?
Go on.
Supplies!
That's very good.
Lads.
I'm going to finish with my favourite joke of all time.
Yeah.
Formula One's coming back pretty soon. Rory, did you know the Formula One driver, Max Verstappen, he's got an uncle from Belfast who's a taxi driver. His name is Hank. Hank's Verstappen. Hank's Verstappen.
The last one now. Go on, Rory.
I told my wife I wanted to be cremated, so she made an appointment for next Tuesday.
Rory takes it today.
Get out of town. Get out of town.
Ridiculous.
2 weeks in a row. I'm close to quitting now at this point. Well done, Roar.
Thanks. Vix VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
Emma Lovely, what's going on?
Okay, it's all about Samantha Mumba this morning. She's across all the papers. This, of course, is to do with her Eurovision entry for the Ireland contest. She didn't come out on top, and she released a statement that wasn't particularly kind to the judges involved in that selection. She took to social media. This is just a part of the statement, but it says, I want to give a special mention to the panel who not only didn't have the credentials, experience or professionalism required and were unnecessarily rude and vile to all the finalists. My parting gift to them is a bag of, and then she puts the aubergine emoji and then she says to slowly choke on.
A bag of Mickeys?
Yeah.
That's a weird one.
Bit of a weird one.
You'd use the poo emoji in that kind of a rant, wouldn't you?
Then she
would think so.
You'd think so. It's a bit of a strange choice, I thought.
Like, what if the judges like aubergines? It was part of their stable diet.
She said, I would have said all of this in person, but all the judges left the green room before I had the opportunity to, unsurprisingly. So she came out, I think she actually came out second. She didn't come out first, but she came second, I think.
Because I think they scaled them, did they?
Okay.
Always the points thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have a quick listen to a little piece of the song now. Okay. I have it there, I think.
Jesus, sounds like it was about 9 songs playing at the same time.
Well, that was what one of the judges actually said, that it sounded like 10 demos in
layered on top of it. He's right.
And he said, I was listening to the song, I didn't have any clue which direction it was going to go in next because it was too confusing.
Yeah.
Donald Skehan, Chef Donald Skehan, was also one of the judges. He released a statement basically acknowledging the effort that all the artists put into their performances. He said, I understand Samantha's response and it's personal and comes from a place of deep emotion, but tearing down others is never a good look, especially when everyone involved has worked to make the process as fair and as constructive as possible.
Donald is just like the most unconflicted person you'll meet. He's such a nice fellow.
I really like him. I think he's a great guy.
You know, he just doesn't. He would never say a bad word about anybody.
But he's right saying that.
Yeah, no,
I agree with him.
The band he was in was called Industry, by the way.
Okay.
So it was two guys, two girls. It was 2009. I think they were formed off a TV show.
Okay.
There was a girl from Cork, Morgan Dean.
Oh.
She was in it. Michelle McGrath and another lad called Lee. And they had 2 number one hits, a couple of singles, and they were on tour for, you know, they did pretty well. So he's kind of qualified to have an opinion on songs, you know.
Listen, I mean, I don't know. I just don't know if tearing down the judges is the right way to go about it. But she's obviously annoyed.
Yeah.
And she obviously feels that she wasn't treated very fairly. But as I said to you before, I think she just thought she was just going to walk in and everybody would just bow down to her and go, oh my God, we don't even need to hold a contest.
I know.
You're through.
You had a couple of songs about 20 years ago.
Yeah.
I know. But check in with yourself.
Does she still live in Ireland or does she?
No, she lives in America.
Oh, does she?
Yeah, she's been over there for 15 years now.
And has she done any more music kind of since the...
Not really.
No. Okay.
You know?
Yeah. Anyway, listen, make of that what you will. Everyone's talking about Taylor Swift getting booed at the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl was kind of on overnight, not last night, the night before. So all of the stuff only started to come through on the media yesterday.
Yeah.
And the big talking point was Taylor Swift getting booed in the stadium. Now, I have a tiny piece of sound or atmospheric audio, which they're claiming has the boo on it. I don't know if you can really hear it, but... That's the boo.
Yeah, but what they did was the cameras went to her. She was in one of those VIP boxes. And then all the Eagles fans started to boo her, which is completely expected. That's exactly what
it
happened.
It was the Eagles fans. Well, they had one of these, you know, these lip sync or these lip reader people came in and said exactly what she turned and said to her friend. And apparently she turned around and said to her friend, "Oh, what's that all about?" So she was obviously surprised by the reaction. No, sorry, she said, "Oh, what's going on?" There you go.
They're booing at you because you're going out with a fella that's on the opposition team.
See,
it's like crowd banter.
The Swifties would hear that now and they would think, you know, she's getting booed because
what do you expect? You're at a game. Yeah. Like, I mean, if the place is like it was 80% Eagles fans.
Yes.
They had the majority of the tickets.
Did they?
Massively. They had, I don't know how they managed to get them.
Oh.
But the majority of the fans that were in the stadium were Eagles fans.
Okay, well,
so when she goes up on screen, she's the girlfriend of the opposition guy. They're going to boo you. Yeah. It's just stadium banter. It doesn't mean anything.
Well,
like,
people go mad about it. Love waking up in Cork. Wake up.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. Red FM.
You hear that guitar there, that little guitar lick?
Yeah.
Who's that?
I don't know.
Unmistakably, Nile Rodgers from Chic.
Oh, right, yeah.
Possibly one of the biggest genius producers of all time.
Massive, yeah.
David Bowie, Madonna, Duran Duran, Daft Punk, you name it, he has worked with him. And if you ever get a chance to see Chic and Nile Rodgers live, they're one of the best party bands in the world. They're absolutely incredible. Trust me. Do you know what other band you need to go and see?
Yeah.
They're coming to Cork this coming summer. And even if you're not too familiar with the music, you have to trust me on this one as well. Madness.
Oh, they're so
good. Just go get tickets, get your buddies together.
I've seen them before. It's a great night out, isn't it?
They're my favourite band to see live. They're just incredible.
Yeah, I love all the brass.
I mean, they're all fellas now. You know, probably tipping mid-60, but they put on an incredible show. There's 7 or 8 of them in the band. Suggs and the gang are coming back to Cork, and you've Ocean Colour Scene as well on warm up. So it's a brilliant night out. So there you go. That's my little gig recommendation.
There you go. We
need little things to look forward to. You know?
We do.
You know the way we were talking about stadium banter there.
Yeah.
Swiftie getting booed at the Super Bowl. This would happen down in Turner's Cross if there was a big screen, and you were going out with the captain of Shelburne or something, and they put you on the big screen, you'd get booed.
You would. It's kind of just sporting.
Stadium banter.
Yeah.
Do you know who was a victim of stadium banter the other day?
Who?
And he takes it on the chin like the proud Cork man that he is. Peter O'Mahony.
Okay, yeah.
Playing against Scotland. He gets booed off the pitch. All right, now he could go in the back and cry going, why don't they like me? Not Peter, no. Not Peter.
Caelan spoke about how much you enjoy playing Scotland. Like, what is it about Scotland that...
How much I enjoy it?
Yeah, how much you enjoy playing in Scotland. What is it that makes you kind of get even more up for this opposition?
I don't know what it is. It's competitive. Look, we've had the Glasgow thing for a long time. Mm. You know, every time it's a battle, and I think someone said I got a fairly savage boo when I came off. Potentially one of the biggest compliments of my career. 11 test matches.
Yeah.
So thanks, Murrayfield.
There you go. He takes it on the chin.
That's how you deal with boos.
And he's in Murrayfield.
Of course. Yeah. And like,
you know what I mean?
Historically, he's caused about 800 scraps in Murrayfield.
Oh, yeah.
And we love him for it. Good on you, Petey. It's Red FM. There's a very funny comedian, Irish lady on Instagram. Her name is Kayla Cobbler, and she just started, like most people on Instagram, just doing silly videos.
That's right.
And off the back of it, people were saying, you're hilarious, get into comedy. And that's what she does now. She's worked it up to nearly 250,000 followers.
Oh, has she?
And she's doing loads of comedy all over the place. I just love seeing, again, people just grow little things like that and becoming big things for them. She made this statement. This is why I love the internet, and the internet will never be defeated. You gotta love the comment section.
Yeah, oh, the comment section.
It's straight to the comments, isn't it?
That's where I live, lads.
Yeah. You know, and you generally only stay there for the first 10 or 15 comments, but they're the most popular ones. Well, she made this statement, and it kind of blew up.
I've been reading all this stuff online about Conor McGregor. Conor McGregor, Irishman Conor McGregor. Conor McGregor is not Irish, he's English. Conor McGregor's a Brit, pass it on.
So she said pass it on. Straight into the comments, all right? First comment. Conor McGregor was an extra on Towie, pass it on. McGregor calls his breakfast the full English, pass it on.
Conor McGregor calls it pudding instead of dessert, pass it on.
McGregor calls the hot press the airing cupboard.
Oh, pass it on.
Conor McGregor thinks football's coming home.
Every 4 years it says, pass it on.
Oh my God, Conor McGregor will star in the next series of Bridgerton, apparently. I didn't know
Conor
that.
Conor McGregor calls rashes bacon, pass it on.
These are brilliant.
Conor McGregor calls pennies Primark,
pass it on. Conor McGregor calls Stevens's Day Boxing Day, pass it on.
Conor McGregor paid over £1 million to sniff the Queen's toe when she was alive, pass it on. This thing is just going on. There are literally thousands.
They're so funny.
Kayla, that's very, very funny. Right, it's Red FM, pass it on.
With KC, love waking up in Cork. Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. Watch Boyzone no matter what on Sky or without a contract with Now.